talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Marty, we have to go back in time before Kevin was born, because he's a douchebag.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I mean, I just feel like my, like, family just thinks, like, I'm sitting here, like, laying out every day and, like, doing workouts and, like, just enjoy, and, like, going to spas. Like, they're, I don't know what they think, and I just feel like I'm about to break and crumble, and it's just really stressful, and I get migraines every day, and, like, just people don't get, like, how much I'm put under.
Everyone's a dumb whore. Okay, this conversation is over. I am not a whore.
How much was, cut out of the movie, or it was everything kept in?
That's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
What the hell?
And now.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does,
man.
Our feature presentation.
We spent about an hour yesterday going over some of Beer Mug's greatest hits.
We could have gone on for another hour. Oh. It was awesome.
That was fun. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:37. It is Wednesday morning, the 17th of July. Like to start today with the story of Lakeisha Brooks, who is 33 years old. She was in the checkout line at a supermarket in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
At a checkout line in a supermarket, got hit by lightning.
No.
How?
How?
I don't know. She said, I didn't realize what it was. It dimmed my eyes to where they were burning. She pushed her two-year-old daughter away when the force struck her again and blew the shoe off of her foot.
What?
How does it go inside the store and get that one person?
And what do you mean it hit her again?
It sounds like it was two jolts. Maybe it just felt like two jolts or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
She pushed her two-year-old out of the way. She said, quote, I had all of this black smut on my bottom. Now, I'm not sure she's talking about before or after, but the lightning ran down her thigh. She said it hurt like when you burn yourself when you're cooking.
Oh, man.
She suffered burn marks on her left leg and on her right foot. She was taken to the medical center that was nearby. The store stayed open. You know, they got to make their money. They just went right on. Life's for the living.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
So that means lightning could strike this building and then just hit one of us?
Yes.
What? But you never hear about that.
No. You're always outside.
Someone really wanted her.
That's what I'm saying, is Lakeisha Brooks is bad news.
Yeah, seriously.
Because
she is marked.
I don't know who she is, but
stay away from her.
If that lightning is going inside of a store to get her.
Yeah. Wow.
She's walking trouble. So anyway, she's fine. She's just got some burns.
Right, for now.
For now. But the next time when she's, you know, in church or wherever and God says, you know what? You need another jolt.
Yeah.
I don't want to be near her.
Clear death is coming for her.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have a brand new internet roundup. Mm-hmm. We have Jeff Garland, who's going to tell us about his new movie, Dealing with Idiots.
He's funny.
He's very funny. This looks like a very funny movie. He's a parent, and he's dealing with other parents in Little League. And I can tell you firsthand, those people are crazy.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
Those people, not me. Michelle Rodriguez will be on the program today. She's talking about Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have Petros Papadakis on the show to talk sports. We are going to take your calls in the 6 o'clock hour about bathroom injuries based on that guy in Israel that...
with the snake.
He was peeing, and a snake came up out of his toilet and bit it.
Yeah.
And that seems bad.
I don't think we'll get another call like that.
And Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage as well coming up this morning. We'll take a break. Ralph will look at the Showbiz Beat next. Coming up just after the top of the hour, I don't know if you've heard this, but there is a bill in Congress now that is trying to get a national park on the moon.
Well, it's about goddamn time. Every time I go to the moon, there's nothing to do. My kids just sit around in the minivan, and everyone's just saying, what do we do? How do we entertain everybody? We need a park there.
Do we not have real problems?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
No park on the moon. That's a problem.
So we'll talk about that coming up. Plus Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We're going to talk to Jeff Garland. We've got Michelle Rodriguez, brand new internet roundup, a bunch coming up. But first, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
First and foremost, happy 111th anniversary to air conditioning.
Yes. Okay. God bless air conditioning.
Right? Way to go. You with me? Are you with me? Congratulations, air conditioning. Invented on this day 111 years ago by Willis Carrier. You ever heard of Carrier Air Conditioners?
Sure.
Yeah, he was the guy.
Who knew?
1902. You may be asking, what the hell does this have to do with showbiz, Ralph? I'm glad you asked, Kevin, because there's a very important connection between show business and air conditioning.
Yes.
Air conditioning really didn't become popular until 1925. That's when they first installed it in... Where was the first commercial?
Movie theaters.
Movie theaters, Kevin. Good guess.
Wow, look at you.
I got one question right one time in my life.
The first commercial enterprise to be air-conditioned was movie theaters. Up until 1925, if you had a movie theater and it was summertime, they would just close for the summer.
Oh,
for the summer.
Wow, so much for summer blockbusters.
Exactly. It wouldn't be a summer blockbuster without air conditioning. So look how closely these two things are intertwined.
Right.
Still to this day, when it's smoking hot, you think,
best
go
place
see a
to
movie.
Go.
Yeah.
Best place
it's
to
so
go.
So cool.
You get to eat popcorn and drink soda and sit in the air conditioning. So, there you go.
I like it.
It's official now. The coroner in Vancouver, British Columbia, announced yesterday that Corey Monteith of Glee's death most likely could be blamed on a toxic mix of heroin and alcohol.
Mm.
So our suspicions were actually true. There was a drug and alcohol-induced death. Sad news, because by all accounts, Corey seemed happy, healthy, and sober. Was planning to move in with his girlfriend, Leah Michelle, in the days leading up to his death. So it looks like, according to friends who talked to TMZ, it looked like Monteith perhaps was living a double life. He was putting on a sober face to friends and family, and then behind the scenes was still getting high. So
That's rough.
Crappy stuff. Crappier still, no surprise, the Westboro Baptist Church has announced they plan on picketing his funeral.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because he was in a show about gay people. That's
how
much they hate gay people.
How dare you? Interestingly enough, Corey's last film role comes in an independent cop film called Mechanic that's opening up soon, where he plays a drug addict on the run.
Ooh.
So everything hit a little close to home. Good news, Lisa.
Yes, Broadway?
And other ladies. No, better than that. This has to do with your vagina.
Okay.
All right.
Andy Dick is single again.
Celebrity wife swap didn't go so well.
Sign up now.
You know who he was dating?
Jennifer Jimenez.
Yes.
From Celebrity Rehab.
I was shocked to learn that.
Yeah. She, of course, Dr. Drew's assistant on that show. They have been dating for the past 3 months or so, but apparently they just couldn't make it work out.
It doesn't seem like he's built for a long-term relationship.
Jennifer says they just couldn't find the time to make it work.
And she didn't like living in a trailer?
But
this is where he lives.
She'll always love Andy, and they're still best of friends, of course. So congratulations.
He's a great guy sober.
He is.
He's hilarious and talented and very kind. I just wouldn't want to date him.
No.
Alicia Silverstone wants your breast milk.
Well, I'm sorry?
She wants your breast milk. What didn't you hear about that?
She personally?
I'll do my best, but
yes.
I don't know how much I can get.
According to Us Weekly, she is starting a share program for vegan moms. She hooks up vegan moms who can't breastfeed with vegan moms willing to donate their breast milk so you can feed your kid with the milk of another vegan mom. So they don't get all that nasty, delicious steak and things in your breasts, I guess. I'm not quite sure how it all works. But I guess if you're a vegan, you don't want your kid to have any byproducts of meat. And what have you, although the kid's a byproduct of meat, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I
do. That's
how
babies
are
made.
Yeah.
It has to do with the meat.
Right.
You hear me?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking meat. How much money is Linda Lohan making for her interview with Oprah Winfrey? What do you guess? What's the check for to sit down with Oprah on the OWN network and spill all the beans post-rehab?
We talked yesterday about the series that she's going to do, and there was a number attached to that, but I don't know what she's going to get for the interview.
$2 million.
Okay, so that yesterday the news was that was also for 8 episodes of a reality.
Maybe they're rolling it all together.
Yeah,
but this is what she's going to make from the deal. So
either way, she's getting $2 million.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that can happen to an edit.
Or the best thing that could happen to Lindsay Lohan, because she's got a lot of bills to pay, not including her tax bills. So a lot of stuff going on.
Tax bills, lawyers, I think.
Yep. And another day, another drama for pop scrotum Justin Bieber. Hear
now
about,
what?
Hear about this one?
He, you know what? There's never a good story about him.
No. Mm-mm. A DJ in Columbus, Ohio, says that the Biebs bodyguards approached him at the Social Room nightclub in Columbus last weekend because they thought he was taking pictures of Bieber. So they accost him and demand his phone, and they start going through his phone to look for the photos. None were found.
Wow.
Apparently Bieber, still not satisfied by that fact, so he used a few expletives to describe the DJ's parents and then, wait for it, spit in the DJ's face.
Bieber did.
Bieber did.
From just behind his bodyguard.
Yes.
Is that considered assault?
Yes.
I think so.
Awesome.
However, the DJ says he's not planning on filing charges.
Come on.
I'm sorry, is planning on filing charges.
Oh, good. All right.
I got confused is because he got tested for hepatitis. He went to the nearest hospital to test for hepatitis, and he did not test positive for hepatitis.
Can you catch douchebaggery?
I do not believe that is communicable.
All right.
I think that is genetic.
Spit in his face.
What an a-hole.
You know, he had like three hundred pound guys between him and the guy.
Of course, he was surrounded safely. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Donald Sutherland is 78 years old today. Currently can be seen on that show that I really like that I cannot remember the name of. It's about a bunch of international cops all working together. William Fichtner.
Crossing Lines?
Crossing Lines. That's the one. Yeah, I caught a couple episodes of that. It's Kevin, you're 2 for 2 so far this morning.
I'm on a roll.
Real good show. Yeah, very entertaining.
I like it a lot.
Sutherland's on that. He's 78 years old today. Bassist Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath is 64. Mark Burnett, the TV producer and our friend, is 53 years old. Motocross racer Cary Hart, he is 38 years old today. He also wears his sunglasses at night.
That's a different person.
Mike Vogel from Under the Dome, the actor, he is 34 years old. And David Hasselhoff!
Oh, the Hoff.
The Hoff celebrates his 61st birthday today. I gotta tell you, for a guy who just abuses his body as much as Hasselhoff does, at 61, he's looking pretty goddamn good.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Dave. It's a mess. You're a mess. But somehow you manage just to keep up appearances. And really, when it comes down to it, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
Doesn't matter how healthy you are. It matters how you look. Remember that, kids. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tomorrow on Friday, we will be broadcasting from San Diego for Comic-Con. Very excited about that. Jeff Garland later today. Michelle Rodriguez, brand new Internet Roundup. Apparently, all of our problems are solved, despite the television ceiling last night here in Los Angeles. There's a bill that has been introduced into Congress by U.S. Representative Donna Edwards, a Democrat from Maryland, and Eddie Bernice Johnson, a Democrat from Texas. They're sponsoring the Apollo Lunar Landing Legacy Act.
What is that?
Also known as H.R. 2617. This is setting up national parks on the moon.
Well, you know,
they want to claim areas of the moon for America as national parks. And that way, the spots where we landed and we left stuff there cannot be stolen by any other country that goes up to the moon or any private enterprise that goes up to the moon.
Okay. Can we really do that?
I don't know. The history, they say, as preserved on the lunar surface, is now in danger as spacefaring commercial entities and foreign nations begin to achieve the technical capabilities necessary to land spacecraft on the surface of the moon. For example, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin touched down on the Sea of Tranquility. You might remember they said Houston Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
Yeah.
The descent stage of the Eagle's lunar lander still is there. So it sounds to me like it's just our crap.
And we go, this is our crap.
That's our crap.
That
you can take it.
Our place.
So there's a bill in Congress to make national parks on the moon. Why? I don't fully understand. So we thought we would check in with one of the astronauts that actually stood on the moon, Buzz Aldrin. Hi, Buzz.
I'm Buzz.
Right.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm horny.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Buzz, we're calling about this bill in Congress that favors national parks on the moon.
Yeah, we need that.
Why?
Because we have to protect our legacy in space.
But our legacy is not going to change because somebody picks up our trash.
Well, yeah, well, what if they get one of our moon buggies?
Is there a moon buggy on the moon?
There's a couple of them up there.
Yeah, and what if they do?
We drove around our lunar rovers.
Right.
And then we had to leave them behind, so there's some moon buggies there.
All right, so let's say that the Russians get up there and they figure out a way to get up on the moon, and then they take our moon buggy. What happens?
And we're out of moon buggies.
Right, I know, but...
And then what?
Fishing in the moon buggy department by one.
But, I mean, do we really care about the moon buggy?
But it's history.
Right.
History about how great America once was before we went down the crapper. And we used to be able to accomplish things like going to the moon. It's a tribute to America and science. Silence!
Is the MTV American flag still up there? Is that something we're worried about?
That flag is still there, yes. It's not really the MTV flag.
Well, they show it on MTV a lot.
We started it first.
Right, okay.
But there's many things. There's a plaque.
There's a plaque.
Yeah, we don't want that taken.
Oh, God, no.
What does the plaque say?
It says, some dudes came here once. American dudes. I don't know, it's not exactly what it says. I forget. But
if the plaque was important, wouldn't we have brought it back?
Well, no, we left it there as legacy so people can go and see that we were the first men on the moon. And if we have a national park, then people can see that. They can go visit and they say, oh, look, that's where those dudes were. But we don't need people rooting around our stuff. Get away from our stuff.
Okay. Get off my lawn? Is that what you're saying?
And more importantly, I'm afraid they might find my stash of hustlers I left up there.
Oh, you left some magazines up there.
A big stack of porn.
Oh, really?
Some Wheez, some hustlers.
Come on.
A couple jugs. Big box of magazines.
You don't strike
you're
me as a jugs
hero.
Guy.
It was my lunar spank bank. And I don't want anybody nosing around that stuff. We had to leave it behind because Neil said there wasn't room in the capsule. For my spank bank. So I had to leave it there in the moon. I don't want people going through. That's my stuff.
Right.
Right, but it's on the moon and you're never going to get it back.
I know.
And you're too old to go back.
You should see the 1966 issue of We. Oh, that girl. Centerfold.
1966?
Damn. She was hot. A little hairy in the, you know, region.
Oh, God.
That was the style then.
It was. Don't yell at us.
I'm bad.
Petros in the next hour, brand new internet roundup. Jeff Garland talking about the movie Dealing with Idiots. Also on the way, one of my childhood fears is sitting on the toilet and getting my penis bit by a snake. I don't know why. You just think, well, you know, I don't know what's down there.
Right.
It pretty much disappears right underneath the water, and who knows where it goes or what's happening down there. And if a snake comes up, I'm in a lot of trouble. And an Israeli man was hospitalized Friday after a snake bit his genitals while he was on the toilet. Yesterday, I thought he was standing up. That was stupid. That would have to be.
Yeah, that would. Everything would be very impressive in that story.
That snake would really have to have hops, like Brad suggested. He's 35 years old. He was from northern Israel. He was visiting his parents in the town of Norfit. I'm not sure how you say that.
Okay.
When he went to the bathroom while on the toilet, he got the surprise of his life. A snake crept up from inside the bowl and bit his penis. So it actually is true. All that time I spent convincing myself that I'd stop being an
that
idiot.
That is ridiculous.
Stop
that
being
would
an
never
idiot.
Happen.
Don't be that stupid. There's no way that would ever happen. Well, apparently there can be cracks in the pipes, and they can crawl in through there. They can get in through the septic tank. There's
what
a lot
kind
of
snake. Was that?
I don't know.
Does it say?
It doesn't say, but it does say that it was not poisonous. And there are a lot of snakes in Israel that are poisonous, so they call this guy lucky.
Well, I'd say so too.
I'd say his penis got bit by a snake. What part of that is lucky? I'd rather die. And then there's a new study published in the Urology Journal.
Of course.
Which is named BJU International. Not exactly sure why it's BJU. Falling toilet seats, rare but a growing risk for boys. Apparently, it happens in 2010. Almost 2,000 boys went to the emergency room because they got their small
right,
little...
Right, because they're short.
Right.
And they're right at that right height.
And the toilet seat falls... And bad things happen.
Yeah.
And that's almost 2,000 whose parents took them to the emergency room.
Wow.
Can you imagine the other parents?
Probably
just
double that at
iced
least.
Iced it or whatever and just said, you'll be fine or...
Snap out of it.
Yeah. Just go in your room and come out when you're not screaming. So anyway, there seems to be a lot of problems in the bathroom. So we thought we would take your phone calls. We thought we would do a phone topic of injured in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing that we're not going to get anyone whose penis is bit by a snake, although...
We are hopeful.
I would worship you if that was the case, because that is my great fear. But there, you do, guys, unfortunately, are at a lot of risk.
It seems like it. Well, you got things exposed.
Right.
Is the problem.
And the guy, this is the one area where the guys without much are lucky. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah. That's not you. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But, well.
You're at enormous risk.
Right. I'm at enormous risk, except for it's made of steel. So, really, what toilet seat can help hurt? So, anyway, this toilet seat, they've come to make new toilet seats called slow close or soft fall models.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So that little boys don't get injured in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, we're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067. Man or woman, injured in the bathroom.
I'll tell you, grooming injuries. I've done that.
Grooming injuries.
Very common.
Oh.
That's a bad deal.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I do not want to think about that. I'll tell you
bleeding.
That right now.
Bang, ding, ow.
Right. So when that happens, all kinds of things are going wrong. So 1-800-520-1067. You got injured in the bathroom. We got a lot of people on hold. We'll take your calls when we get back on the world famous. What you're about to hear is going to be painful, I believe, but it has to be done.
Okay.
Bathroom injuries. How did it happen? We were talking yesterday about a man in Israel whose penis got bitten by a snake. Now, these can't be that bad, but they might be bad. Audrey, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Audrey.
What happened?
So when I was about 8, I was in the shower, and I slipped and fell, and I fell and sat down on the spout where the little clip that you pull up to make the shower come on, I sat on it, and it closed down while it was inside of me.
Holy crap. Really?
What are the chances?
Yeah. What are you positive that's how it happened and you just weren't being adventurous?
I am one.
Whoa! Whoa!
Right.
Oh, man!
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
Man!
Right.
Oh, man!
Now, did you tell your parents? You said you were 8?
Yeah, I was 8. My dad actually had to come up there and take care of the situation.
Extract
and
you?
Oh, my God.
Jeez, Audrey. Yeah. Is everything okay?
Everything is fine. It just, like, it, you know, it hurt to go to the restroom for a couple days, but it healed and everything's fine.
Are you scarred for life? Do you hold on in the shower extra tight now?
You know, I actually do.
I would just take baths. That's it. I'm done.
No, but I think you're safe as far as showers go. You've had your mishap.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So it's all good, Audrey.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you for the call. Dad, I need some help. That is not what you want to say.
No.
Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Craig.
Did you hear the last girl?
I did. Ridiculous.
That happened.
Ridiculous is Craig.
That happened. All right. We're talking about bathroom injuries.
Well, basically what happened to me, and I did this as an adult, I walked into the bathroom with the lights off. I was a little inebriated. I sat down on the opposite end of it, and it slid over, and I caught the bag. Really?
Oh, so you had parts crushed by the toilet seat?
Oh, dear God.
A little bit. Yes, a little bit.
There's no little bit. If something's crushed, that's bad news.
Did you make a funny little sound?
Oh, I squealed like a little girl. Very bad.
Figured.
You said you were an adult. How old were you?
I was 34 at the time.
Awesome. Well, that's good news.
Did
that's good news.
Swell up?
Not in the toilet.
What? No, but did you have some swelling?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I feel like I'm a little longer in that area.
Oh, my God, Craig.
I'm not sure that's the area you want to be longer. That's not
exactly.
Necessarily
well done.
Good. Well done, Craig. Thanks. That's over. That song's over.
Oh.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a brand new internet roundup for you, and we have Jeff Garland coming up. I can't wait to talk to him about dealing with idiots, the name of his new movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:51 and time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph Garman.
Interesting list from Forbes magazine is out. Their list of the highest paid actors of 2013.
So these are men.
Always interesting to me.
Or are they women as well?
Actor, I think, is a...
it's both, okay.
Yeah, is a non-gender-specific term in this particular case. But I'll have you know the top 10 are men.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. Actually, I think maybe they do a separate list for women. So maybe we'll get that later this week.
Okay.
But interesting list. Especially if you're a working stiff who has to show up someplace for minimum wage. when you hear these numbers.
I think I know who number one is, but go ahead.
This is for just this year, 2013, top 10 highest paid actors. Number 10, Liam Neeson made $32 million this year.
$32 million only made him number 10?
Yeah, it was the 10th.
What?
10th. 10th.
Wow.
10th. 9, Denzel Washington, in case you're sure.
Yeah, no, I know. I was trying to think of all the movies he's done.
Thinking Denzel Leibowitz? Were you thinking of Denzel Leibowitz?
No,
hey, King of Mexico, if you're listening, can you please give us your Denzel Washington impression?
My man.
There you go. It's uncanny.
It's the only one who does.
As if he's in the room with us. Tom Cruise was 8th. Mm-hmm. Denzel, I guess, had Flight this year, right?
Flight.
Sure.
That's the only one I could think of. But I guess, is this residual?
He's got upcoming.
And...
Well, he's got upcoming. Sure. He's got two
he's got
Guns
the one
of Verona.
With...
Yeah, I think it's just called
Two Guns.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it looks good.
That was a take on the Shakespearean play. No. Two Men of Verona, but I guess not. Tom Cruise, $35 million. Well, I know he had Oblivion this year.
Yep.
What else he
which
got?
Which was, I thought, pretty good.
I enjoyed it a lot, too. Yeah. Adam Sandler, it'll make you happy to know, made $37 million this year.
Wow! In a year! And his movie last weekend made 44. Doesn't mean he gets that, but it's unbelievable.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio made $39 million. I guess that's thanks to Gatsby. 5th was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No
sure,
kidding.
He's in 15 movies a year.
15 movies a year. G.I. Joe and Fast and Furious, just off the top of my head. $46 million was what Mr. Johnson made.
It's nice.
$46 million. I don't know if you heard me.
Yeah,
In a year. 1 year. That's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
And these guys make this every year. So it's like winning the lottery every year.
What yes. do they do with all that money?
Mark Wahlberg was 4th. $52 million. Hugh Jackman.
Really?
3rd on the list, $55 million. Of course, he's got the Wolverine coming out later today. Not later today, later this year. So,
how do they get paid on movies, Ralph?
It depends.
Like for Hugh Jackman, do you think he's already gotten money for it?
Yes, okay. I believe he got a certain amount of money for Wolverine.
And you get it at the beginning of shooting?
A lot of the times, yes.
Okay.
A lot of the times, the stars will also negotiate what they call a back end deal.
Yeah.
Lisa's got that.
Yeah.
Where you get a percentage of the profits as well, especially if you're a part of a franchise. Often they will negotiate out, they'll save a little money in production costs by giving you a lesser salary with promises of greater income to be had if it reaches certain box office numbers. You get bonuses and that kind of stuff. Hugh Jackman, 3rd. Channing Tatum.
Wow.
Between G.I. Joe and...
White House Down.
Black Hawk. Up.
White House Down.
Olympus has Blackhawk. $60 million.
Wow.
His career $60 million.
Can I guess number one?
Yeah.
Ian Ziering from Sharknado.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
Made $107 million for his performance in Sharknado.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, RDJ.
Yeah.
What do you think he pulled in between Iron Man 3?
I don't know, because I heard a rumor that he made like $50 million just on Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
So it's...
It's got to be like $70
million. $70
million? $75
million. Unbelievable.
$75 million.
And where was number two?
50? Channing Tatum was 60.
60.
So just 15 mil behind Robert Downey Jr.
Holy Fook.
Holy Fook. He's not on the list. He is a popular actor in Korea, but not apparently here
not
in
as
the
popular
States.
Now.
No. Stevie Wonder... has announced he will not perform in Florida again.
Ever?
Until
he's boycotting Florida?
Until they change the Stand Your Ground laws. He believes those laws are dangerous and unfair, and he wants those laws repealed.
You always wonder if something like this is going to just flame up and go away, or if something like this is going to actually result in any kind of real change.
Well, those Stand Your Ground laws are kind of hinky. I mean,
everything in Florida is hinky.
Take race out of it. It's just kind of creepy that they give you so much of a wide berth to be able to use deadly force.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they know the type of...
You should
of
have to like have a higher...
Standard?
Standard of proof, I think.
Yeah.
That you felt genuinely threatened.
Florida needs a higher standard of everything.
They're a little hinky, yeah. This, of course, as we mentioned, has to do with the acquittal of George Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin trial.
I got a TV last night. I know that. Too soon?
No, it's good. Strong. Stevie said he will no longer perform. His management said, that's fine. We're just going to take Stevie there anyway and tell him it's someplace else. Which I think is unfair. The guy just shouldn't do that to Steve.
Be able to trust them.
You're in Louisiana. Go.
Congratulations to Maroon 5 frontman and coach on the NBC's The Voice, Adam Levine. He announced his engagement this week.
Really?
Why would he want to get married?
He has been playing the field exactly. Like a crazy man.
He is marrying Victoria's Secret model Bahati Prinsloo.
I don't know who that is, but I'm willing to do some research.
Well, her name's Bahati.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. It's right there in her name. She's a hottie. She Bahati. She is 34. He is 24. So he's marrying a 24-year-old Victoria's Secret supermodel.
All right.
I can see maybe why he's getting married. I'm telling you, you're going to get tired of that too, Adam Levine. Not with the life you've led. That's not going to make you happy. And Amanda Bynes.
Now what? Who's ugly?
No, for a change, no one's ugly, at least not yet. But she has reportedly been offered a record deal.
To rap?
With Chinga Chang Records. Are you familiar with Chinga Chang Records?
I don't think so, but is this the rap
deal? It's a hip-hop label. They want her to rap.
Oh, yes. So much yes. Please rap.
$150,000 to $200,000 would be her signing bonus alone if she signs with Chinga Chang Records. The president of Chinga Chang Records, Ho Lee Fook, says he cannot wait to have her as part of a project to respect the culture and make the world better with her music.
Make the world better?
Yeah. She would also have complete creative control.
Yes.
Which is what we want to give her.
She's not going to make the world better.
I don't want to dilute down that spirit at all. I want to hear how she really feels and what's really going on in that magical brain of hers. Give her complete control. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Mike Vogel from Under the Dome is 34 years old. Today, motocross racer Kerry Hart is 38. Mark Burnett, TV producer who has given us such classics as Survivor. And Jingles.
Nope.
No, he hasn't. Where's Jingles?
I think he gave up on Jingles.
I miss Jingles.
You can't miss it. It never existed.
In my head, it existed. It was wonderful. It's my favorite show in my brain. Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler is 64 years old today. Legendary actor Donald Sutherland turns 78. And actor David Hasselhoff, he is 61 years old today.
Oh, he's going to celebrate.
Yeah. Mug surprise that we're talking about David Hasselhoff again. Had no idea it was coming.
And when did the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
You know what Muggs did not forget to do? Eat. he's chowing down behind you. An hour ago, we did a birthday salute to David Hasselhoff. This came as a total shock to him that I did David Hasselhoff in this hour. You aren't kidding, brother. Dave must have had to work with Beer Mug, because that's what he must be talking about. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
On the way, we have Petros Papadakis. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have Jeff Garland talking about dealing with idiots.
Mm-hmm.
His new movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of dealing with idiots.
And Michelle Rodriguez. Hey, Roland.
We'd like you to join the RIPD, Rest in Peace Department.
From the producer of 21 Jump Street.
We are the greatest lawmen.
Yeah.
Did you do that, Roland?
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Well, we're asking you what the hell's going
none
on.
None of us pushed any buttons, so we assumed it was you from your end.
No.
Oh. What are you upset about? Why are you on the show? We didn't book you today.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were supposed to be covering San Diego Comic-Con.
We're going tonight. We're going to broadcast from there tomorrow and Friday.
It's happening now!
It's not happening now.
It is happening right now. Tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Are you in San
Diego? What about the lead-up to the pre-con?
Are you already in San Diego?
Of course I am. I'm already in line for Hall H.
How long have you been there?
I got here, let's see, what's this, July?
Yeah.
It's the 17th.
All right, May. I've been standing outside the convention center since May.
And you're just going to stay in Hall H? You're just going to sleep there for 4 days?
Yes. I don't even know what they're showing in there. It doesn't matter. And I'm going to go on the floor. It's going to be the best con ever this year. Where are you? It's supposed to be broadcasting from here.
Right. We're going to broadcast from there tomorrow and Friday. Both
days. Zombie!
What?
There's no zombie down there.
Yeah, there's a zombie!
I mean, but it's not real is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. It's just a fat guy.
Yeah.
With makeup. I can't wait to see Wolverine this year. Hugh Jackman will be here for Wolverine.
Right.
He looks awesome.
Oh, my God. Is he his muscles?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Okay, take
you sound
it easy,
like me, Roland.
Human beings aren't supposed to look like that.
What? Are you dressing up this year for Comic-Con?
Yes, I am dressing up this year.
As?
Well, let me give you a little clue.
Jedi Knight.
Ha!
Darth Vader.
No, vibrator salesman.
You think that'll help you?
I think it will, because the ladies down here get pretty lonely.
And you think you're the answer.
There aren't a lot of fellas around. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's mostly dudes.
Yeah, I'm like RoboCop with this.
I doubt it.
A cop with a P.
Right, we understand. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. On the way, about a half hour from now, Jeff Garland talking about his movie Dealing with Idiots. We have a brand new Internet Roundup in about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. which we have some great videos for you. Michelle Rodriguez is going to join us.
But most importantly, yesterday I was out, so we didn't get a chance to recap Monday night's Bachelorette.
But so we missed it. So it went
so
by,
and everyone said, please, let's not let the week go by
it's
without talking
loss.
About the Bachelorette.
It's our loss.
But luckily, we have some time here.
Oh.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he claims to be a man. With Petra's papa thinking, so he's holding hands. Kissing and hugging at sunset. Watching the Bachelorette. How can you watch that TV show? It both sucks and blows, but you watch it without any regret. Here's the update
about the Bachelorette.
I'm not down with this either.
Down to four. Down to four.
Petros Papadakis.
Hey.
P.
What's up?
Hometown dates.
I love the hometown dates because they're more boring and more upsetting and more gut-wrenching and more awkward than any of the rest of The Bachelor. It's wonderful. And home cooking. No more celebrity chefs and gourmet food. Huh? Home cooking with mom and dad.
That's now right. No more private Darius Rucker concerts. No, it's just real life.
You guys watch this. You guys watch this for real, don't you? You both watch it for real, right? For the same reason.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, Hootie was a huge get this year for The Bachelorette.
Huge get.
All right. I don't know what to do with that.
So when we open on Monday night, Zach is taking Dez home, and he teaches her the snow cone business. Man,
is that code?
No, that's an actual thing. He's got a snow cone truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that impressive to her?
The kids loved it.
Kids.
Snow cones are awesome, dude. You guys.
I love snow cones, but I'm saying if you're trying to impress a girl, I'm not sure your snow cone business is the way to go.
Well, this family was a little weird. Like, they all got together and sang to her, like, a song about how much this guy loves her. And
oh,
that
no.
Yeah, that was it. Was bad.
Wow!
They wrote an original song about how much they wanted Desiree and the family. And Pete, you get the sense it was just them trying to audition their brother and sister act on national television.
I don't know, because the sister came in and she started singing, and she sounded pretty awful, like she sings only in church. And then the brother came in like Mayer, like one of the brothers. Like he sounded like John Mayer. Like he came in with a lot of emotion.
Yeah,
And then they had a voiceover. So I was kind of upset because I was like, God, I want to hear this whole song. See if I can, you know, pitch it to my friends at K-Rock so we can do something for this family. But, sometimes I stick my face in the creases of the couch because I just can't take it.
Right.
And that was one of those moments.
You know what I do, P, is watch something else.
You can't. You have to meet Drew's family in Arizona, where Drew introduced Dez to his severely mentally handicapped sister, Melissa.
Oh, I remember you telling us about this last week, that it was going to happen.
That was heart-wrenching television right there.
Yeah, I was told that we weren't going to discuss that one day.
It was deeply uncomfortable.
That's probably safer.
I thought it was a nice moment, and I have nothing negative.
Nor do I, P. And then Chris, of course, took her home where he played a little baseball. Some dingers. They were knocking the old lambskin around, or whatever the hell it is.
Lambskin?
Are baseballs made out of lambskin?
They are now, yeah.
I think it's just leather.
Oh, okay. But they suited up, and they were out there on the diamond. They were rocking it.
She keeps talking about how athletic the guy is, like he's Thor. I mean, he looks like a freaking accountant, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Baseball players are not necessarily athletic.
True.
Usually, there's a reason there's a reason, like, the frat guy that never really played baseball tells all the chicks in college, like, yeah, I was on the baseball team, but I hurt my shoulder, because he can get away with that, because baseball players don't necessarily look like athletes. And this guy looks like some dorky freaking CPA, and all she does is ever talk about is, oh, he's so athletic, he's so active. He's a balding, skinny CPA. That sucks.
Yeah, just because he's working the fungo bat doesn't mean he's an Iron Man competition.
Yeah, he's got a couple fungo bats in his pants for those skinny, stupid little legs.
He's got a couple of them?
Then she met Chris's dad, who's a chiropractor, and he throws her on the chiropractic table and starts working her over.
What?
It was the most erotic moment of the show, I think.
Hey, her behind looked good on that table.
It did, didn't it?
Wait, the guy did or his dad did?
The dad.
The dad did.
The dad starts massaging his girlfriend on the chiropractic table.
That's sort of weird.
Crack, giving her the old crack-o-jacko.
Yeah, and her behind was in the sky, and he was explaining to her all about his chiropractic business, probably trying to get, you know, thinking that he's doing some kind of infomercial on national TV.
But if she's ass up facing the pillow, no one's paying attention to what he's saying.
Well, they just did a voiceover. They never let him explain the whole thing. And then his son laid down on the chiropractic table, and he, like, stuck some... Like, he broke his son's nose. Did you?
What?
What was that, Ralph?
I've been to chiropractors almost my whole life. I've never seen this procedure where the guy took a balloon and stuffed it up his son's nose and then inflated it
inside his sinuses. What are you talking about? That's not a chiropractic move.
I didn't think so either, but he did it on both sides, and the guy, just his head exploded, and there was snot everywhere, and it was just
God.
A fascinating moment on The
what
Bachelorette.
What a terrible date that must have been for her.
It was a bad scene, but she seems to really like, I mean, look, she seemed to like the stupid song that these people say. And if somebody did that for me, I mean, no matter who it was, I would get up and walk out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Pete, you would have punched somebody.
And then she laid there while this dad is punching her in the back. You know, I mean, she's pretty easy. And then, you gotta give her some credit.
I guess so.
And then Brooks took her to Salt Lake, Utah, where she met his giant-sized family. Like 47 members of his family were there. And...
Oh, you'll love this, Kevin.
I won't. You know,
there were so many different middle-aged white people at this house because it was Salt Lake City. I'm guessing this guy's Mormon.
Yeah, right. I guess so.
And they all wore name tags. Isn't that cute?
No, they didn't. They all wore name tags.
They all wore name tags so she would know which guy is what name and whose wife who is and which white person belongs to which white person.
Hello, my name is. They all had those tags on.
Hey, Ralph, remember like 2 months ago when they had a couple black guys?
Yeah, you know? Those were good times, huh, P?
Yeah. Yeah, those black guys don't last long.
No, they don't.
This is just Honkyville?
I'll bet, totally.
So there's only four. So you guys are telling me there's only four guys left. So
then she gives out the three. She's got three roses to give away. One guy's going home. After she met and spent time with their family, she's going to kick one guy to the curb, and it's the singing family, the singing songwriting family.
Because she can't kick the guy with the special needs sister.
Special needs sister can't be kicked.
You can't.
And you need a good chiropractor once in a while, so they got to keep him around.
Unless he starts working on your nose.
But the singing family, and that dude gave her a ring at the end of the hometown date. He said, I know you're the one who's supposed to propose, but I bought this for you. And he gives her an engagement ring, and that's the one that she boots.
Does she keep the ring?
No, she gave it back.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You guys still watching
the ring? The ring looks fake.
Yeah, it looked like something you win at a carnival.
So there's four dudes. There's four dudes 2 nights ago. Now there's three dudes.
Three
and
left.
They're still trying to make a 2-hour show out of it.
But next
week we're gonna have. There's about 8 more hours of programming.
What?
Yeah, because next week the men reveal all.
What does that mean?
They bring back everybody. The men tell all. They bring back everybody, and Chris Harrison sits down and interviews them now and says, "Hey, how do you feel about that?
What a terrible show this is.
It's the best."
The journey continues, guys, and the journey is long.
Yeah.
The journey is too long.
But did you see how bummed that guy Zach was on the way out? Like, he made his life sound like he was going back to Guantanamo Bay or something.
He's going back to the snow cone truck, man.
I mean, he was like, you know, I don't want to go back to that dark place. I really thought I saw the one. It's like, dude, you're not going back to the galleys and Les Miserables. Take it easy.
Your one plan should be to find love on TV, though. I mean, that should be your one and only plan.
Well, Yeah, because the odds are it's going to work out.
That's correct, right. Yes.
Because true love is found.
That's right.
Via snow cones
only
on television.
On television.
That's right.
All right, hey, Key, we've come cool to another that? End
wait,
of
wait,
the
wait.
Report.
No, man. You know what's cool about that snow cone truck?
Nothing.
Do-it-yourself syrup?
The do-it-yourself on the side. You can do your own flavors.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, that's pretty good. You can mix
it. How could you not watch this TV show?
Because
she would give you a snow cone, and then you go to the side of the truck, and it's do-it-yourself syrup dispenser, so you make your own flavors.
That's cool if I'm able to do that, but am I able to do that, or am I watching someone do it on TV?
You don't get it, man.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, you don't. You know what? You're not willing to go on the journey.
That's right.
I'm not. You're right. I'm not. So, Pete, well, this has been the last.
Why even pack your bag then?
This yeah. has been the.
Why do you hate love?
This has been the last Bachelorette Report.
Yeah, we'll talk next week.
And we appreciate
the
your.
The men reveal all next week. Very exciting.
Thank you, Pete.
It will be revealed.
It all will right. be revealed. See you, Pete.
Thank you,
Pete. By the men.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Bye.
All
now.
Of them.
All right. Bye now.
All will be revealed.
Say goodbye.
The men tell all.
It is time for a brand new internet roundup. Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup. All these videos in one place at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. You can click on Kevin and Bean. The Internet Roundup is all of these videos in one place, so you don't have to sit there and search for stuff. It's all right in front of you. Carly Rae Jepsen throws a terrible first pitch. Now, I know I'm the wrong guy to make fun of somebody for throwing a bad first pitch because I first I ditched it in the dirt, and then I ditched it in the dirt and fell.
And fell, yes.
But hers is worse. She throws the first pitch, and it bounces about 10 feet in front of her.
She throws it straight down?
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Here is the first pitch of the ball game. Carly Rae Jepsen, this is all I'm going to tell you, is you're going to have to go back. She gives it a great effort here, but you're going to have to go back to 2009. The official belt holder for the worst ever first pitch of a ball game was
Kevin Ryder.
But that one right there is going to give it a run.
How dare you? I don't actually know who they said was the worst first pitch ever. Everyone Poops is the name of a kid's book.
Yes.
And this is a guy doing a Morgan Freeman impression. Now, it sounds only slightly like Morgan Freeman, but Morgan Freeman talking about everybody poops is quite funny.
Everyone Poops. As read by Morgan Freeman. An elephant makes a big poop. A mouse makes a tiny poop.
He reads the whole thing.
I think he sounds pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. This one comes from Africa. They're sitting in a bunch of cars, and they're watching as antelope are speeding past the cars, and they realize why they're speeding past the cars, because they're running from cheetahs.
Oh, dear God.
From two cheetahs.
Oh, my
gosh. Two cheetahs can take down an antelope in a second. So the antelope, they go across the road. Then one turns back toward the road.
Aww.
And is being trailed by a cheetah and jumps into an SUV full of people.
I hope they took off.
The SUV opened the other door and let the antelope out. And the cheetah just didn't know what to do and went off the other way. And
it saved
its own life. By jumping into an SUV.
And in a moment of terror, the petrified animal leapt for safety in the only available shelter, a Toyota SUV. The frightened passengers quickly opened the car door, allowing the impala to walk free and leaving the cheetahs to go hungry.
It is a bizarre, bizarre video.
Wow.
Because you can tell those antelope just know, like, this is it. It's it's going down.
Two cheetahs.
I'm going to die right now. And then jumps into
it. Unbelievable.
And must have thought, what? I don't even know what this is. Like, about a car. But jumped into it for safety. And it worked.
It's awesome.
Shark Week is coming up. And this is an ad for Shark Week. They're trying to release Snuffy the Seal back into the ocean. And it's very exciting until a giant great white jumps up and eats it.
Oh, come on.
It's the best.
We are just moments away from releasing Snuffy, the rescued seal, back into the ocean. Snuffy. And now you see it. Snuffy's triumphant return.
Yeah! Holy
Shark Week. It's a bad week to be a seal.
Yeah. It's a great ad. What to do if you spot a bear? This is from Providence, Rhode Island. The local news network is doing a story on somebody who ran into a bear. And this this anchor out in the field is giving you some advice on what to do. And I don't know if it's the correct advice or not. I think it is, but watching her do this is just hilarious because she's doing all the hand motions and she's jumping up and down and telling you exactly what to do in case you come face to face with a bear.
According to experts, you should avoid direct eye contact with the bear. Don't run away. Instead, back off slowly. Wave your arms to let the animal know you're human. Don't yell. Stay quiet unless the bear attacks. Then scream and throw things at the bear.
Yeah, and she takes off her shoe and throws it. Somehow I don't think that's going to help. If a bear is attacking you...
If he wants you, a shoe is not going to deter him.
Comedian Nick Kroll does a Comic-Con PSA for the poor people who... They live for this weekend. This 4 days is their mecca, and then they just waste the next year waiting for the next right. one to roll around.
Train your dog to fart into a bag of eggs. Now you can replicate the smell of the convention center on day 4 from the comfort of your own sublet. When you live the whole year for that one long, glorious weekend, it can be hard. But I want you to know that you're not alone. I mean, you are alone in some weird sublet watching this internet video. But you're not alone.
How to make it the rest of the year.
That's nice.
When you're so excited for Comic-Con. Matt Harvey is a New York Met who became an all-star. And he went out on the streets and did interviews about Matt Harvey. Asking people who their favorite Met is in New York City.
Oh.
And they did not understand that it was Matt Harvey asking them about Matt Harvey.
Who's your favorite player?
Oh, dude, Harvey, man.
Really? If he was standing here right now, what kind of advice would you give him?
I would just say keep being awesome.
Yeah. Oh, we appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, and he's wearing like a Mets hat and a Mets shirt. And he doesn't have any idea that he's talking to Matt Harvey.
So funny.
Healthy food prank. This guy drives around in an ice cream truck. Everybody runs out to get their ice cream, and all he has is broccoli and apples.
Oh.
That's what I got right now, man. Broccoli and apples.
What is this?
Broccoli and apples.
Nobody want no broccoli, bro. He's talking about broccoli. Good for SpongeBob. Man.
I got broccoli and apples.
Little girl.
No, thank you.
You don't want broccoli and apples?
I want an ice cream.
Yeah, no broccoli and apples for that little girl. No way. This week in Unnecessary Censorship with Jimmy Kimmel Live, where he puts beeps and stuff where they don't need to be because they're not actually cursing, but it sounds like it.
Justin Bieber caught on tape in public.
This may not be the most practical way to a dog, but Jeannie Most tells us it sure is fun to watch. Oh,
can you imagine being a newscaster and being featured on that on ABC? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I didn't say that. And I found one this morning. It's a McDonald's training video. These are awesome, these training videos that the employees watch. This is from 1984. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the year Thriller came out from Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Beat It was a huge, huge song. And there's a McDonald's training video where they have a fake Michael Jackson singing Clean It.
Clean It. See? Beat It. Clean It.
And they're jumping around and they're dancing and they're having so much fun. I want to go clean a McDonald's. Listen to this.
I tell you, things are gonna change around here. Don't want to see the dirty better disappear. That's how it's got to be. And I'm making it clear. So clean it. Just clean it. You've got to understand there's work to be done. It doesn't have to be a drag. Let's make it fun. So get a mop and broom and get a spray gun.
It's not a good video. It's very, 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 very 1984.
Yes, but I bet they cleaned it.
They cleaned the hell out of that McDonald's. And they made it look so much fun. I am going to go clean a McDonald's right now. Go to KevinandBean.com for the Internet Roundup or K-Rock and click on Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Hi. Wake up. It's Smoked Sausage O'Clock.
Yes, it is. It is Smoked Sausage O'Clock. That's very true. Jeff Garland coming up just after the top of the hour talking about his movie Dealing with Idiots. And Michelle Rodriguez talking about Turbo also in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now it's 7:52. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
Sell your sausage somewhere else.
Still trying to get that started?
Started. Sweeping the nation. Kids are saying the streets.
They're beefing with each other?
I don't think the kids are beefing over that. Over sausage. They're not beefing over sausage.
Sad news coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia yesterday. The coroner completed its toxicology report for Corey Monteith, star of Glee, and it turns out that his death is being blamed on a toxic mix of heroin and alcohol. Sources are saying apparently Monteith led a double life because he seemed happy, healthy, and sober to friends and to girlfriend Leah Michelle from Glee. In fact, word has it they were talking about moving in together the days leading up to his death, but apparently he was also using in secret, and his drug abuse issues cost him his life. So it's sad news.
Yeah.
Good news, however, Justin Bieber's in trouble again.
All right.
In Columbus, Ohio, a club DJ said that he was performing at a nightclub called The Social Room last weekend, and Justin was there with his posse. Once again, I'm sure you have to be 21 or over to get into that club.
Sure.
I don't know anything about The Social Room, but I'm assuming 21 would be the age. He was in there. Security approached him. Bieber's security guards, bodyguards approached him and said, "You're taking pictures of the Biebs." He denied it. They looked through his phone, found no pictures, but apparently Bieber wasn't satisfied, started screaming expletives to the DJ, describing his parents in non-flattering terms, and then proceeded to spit in the DJ's face.
Little dick.
DJ said he went to get tested for hepatitis. Luckily, he tested negative, but he still plans on filing charges. So
excellent.
We'll have to follow up and see if...
You can't spit in people's face. You just can't.
You can't tug on Superman's cape either, I'll tell you that much.
File.
Don't pull the mask of the Lone Ranger. Just saying, shouldn't do it.
You don't mess around with him.
Taylor Swift fans are upset because of a clothing line named Bad Kids Clothing. They are releasing a t-shirt that simply lists the last names of all of Swift's celebrity boyfriends.
Love it.
Interesting story. They made one of these shirts as a gag for a friend. And then they posted a picture of that shirt on the company's Instagram.
Right.
Well, the Tadoff Switler fans got a hold of it and started going ape-ass over the fact. Started calling the company. Started an online campaign. Profanity-filled messages filled up their phone lines. They threatened to kill the employees of the company and compared the company's owners to Hitler, which is hilarious given that Taylor is also Hitler. One message. "We have taken down an Abercrombie & Fitch shirt, and we can effing do it to you. We all effing hate you. Take down the effing shirt now unless you want more hate." Well, the owners of the company said, "Really? You're going to try to bully us?"
They did the only right thing.
Guess what? We're putting that shirt into mass production and selling it on our website. And that's where you can find it now.
Love it.
The shirt reads, "Jonas, Till, Lautner, Mayer, Gyllenhaal, Redmayne, Efron, Kennedy, and Styles."
There's nothing she can do about that.
Of course she can't. And I just love that it makes her little minions crazy because that shirt exists. So I'm going to buy one and I'm going to wear three of them at the same time.
Excellent.
I'm going to make pants out of them, too. And Emma Roberts, niece of Julia, actress in her own right, has been arrested in Canada after allegedly punching her boyfriend in the nose.
Oh, no.
She was popped for domestic violence on Sunday after getting in a fight with her boyfriend, actor Evan Peters. They're working together currently on American Horror Story.
Oh, well, that's not going to go well.
Shooting up there in Montreal. Mm. It was a real horror story for Evan Peters. One source claims Evan had a bite mark on his neck when the cops showed up as well.
Wow.
She's taking this role a little seriously.
Man.
Peters refused to press charges because you do not want to admit getting beat up by Julia Roberts' niece.
You think that's the only problem?
The fun couple are now once again back at work filming American Horror Story together, so that'll be a pleasant set. And while we're talking violence, tomorrow morning, O.J. Simpson has his parole hearing in Nevada.
I didn't know that. He's...
Let him free, man. No justice, no peace. Let him go.
He's up for parole already.
Yeah. I'm guessing that won't be successful.
Yeah, I wonder, because we haven't heard any, problems. If he's a model prisoner, then probably it will happen.
I think given his sentence, he's going to have to serve a little bit more time.
Oh, well, what was his? How long was the sentence?
I forget what the final number was. I think it was it 10 years?
I think it was 10 years.
Yeah. I think it was. And he's only done a couple. So.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
There's the
guilty.
Judge in the matter right there. Mm. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Mike Vogel from Under the Dome is 34 years old. Today, motocross racer Carrie Hart is 38. Mark Burnett, TV producer, gave us Survivor, of course, legendarily. And other successful TV shows is 53 years old. Today, Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler, 64. Actor Donald Sutherland currently can be seen on Crossing Lines on NBC. Love that show. 78 years old. And actor David Hasselhoff.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
Oh, Kevin, it must sound like home movies to you when you hear that tape.
How dare you?
That's Hasselhoff eating his cake. He's like... Dad, don't eat the whole cake.
No, I'm going to eat the whole cake.
I'm fine.
He's 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Adam Carolla on the way, plus Michelle Rodriguez talking about Turbo. But first, we welcome to the show Jeff Garland. Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
How are you today?
I'm young and handsome.
You are young and handsome. That's true. Very, very excited about your new movie.
Thank you.
Dealing with Idiots.
Yes, Dealing with Idiots.
Tell us about it.
The idiots are... the youth baseball, little league, pony league, sports parents.
The parents can be the absolute worst people on earth.
And in my movie, they are. But they're also funny. You can laugh at them.
Yes. Now, I know this from my daughter's soccer league. When she wanted to change teams, I said, I'm going to do some research. And I went to the coach and I said, tell me about the parents. Because that can be... nightmarish.
That's everything. That can be. That is everything.
That is everything.
Quiet, respectful parents make for a lovely season.
Right. Doesn't matter how the team does, as long as the parents
are
cool.
No. It doesn't matter how the team does in terms of most kids are more concerned with what the snack is, not
true.
Whether or not they win.
When do we get the cookies?
Yeah, when do we get the cookies? Now, you know, I actually have a moment in the movie where I ask my son, would he rather win 9-7 and get celery or lose 9-7 and get donuts? He could lose and get donuts.
Now, Jeff, you, of course, one of the famous alum from the Chicago Second City Theater. Have more famous comedians come out of that group than any other?
You know what? That may be true.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it does seem like it, yes. That may be true. I mean, you go back to the beginning, and you have Nichols and May, and you work your way up to Steve Carell, Steve Colbert. You know, it's nonstop.
Here are the people in the movie. Fred Willard, Christopher Guest, Bob Odenkirk, J.B. Smoove, Gina Gershon, Jamie Gertz, Timothy Oliphant. I mean, it just sounds like a great cast.
It is, except for Christopher Guest is not in the movie.
Oh, he's not?
Somehow he's gotten on the list in every press release.
Oh.
It's definitely inspired by, you know, it's like a Christopher Guest movie, just not as good.
Well, you know how to sell it.
Well, you know, I don't want to go, hey, if you like Christopher Guest movies, mine is way better.
But yours is mostly ad-libbed, right?
No, it's completely improvised.
What's happening?
It's completely improvised.
Completely improvised.
I wrote a 20-page outline, and then I would tell the actors before each scene what the scene was about, but nobody ever read anything.
20 pages. A normal script is 120 pages?
Yes.
Ish? So you write 20 pages, and you say, okay, here's the scene. Parents are being douchebags. Go.
Well, I think it's a little more than that. But that's not a bad direction.
You would take that. This movie, Dealing with Idiots, comes out this Friday. It's in theaters in Los Angeles, and it's also on video on demand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And iTunes and Amazon, yeah. I figure that's how most people are going to get a chance to see it, is the on-demand iTunes thing.
I got to tell you, it makes it so much easier.
Sundance, I'll be at the Sundance Cinemas on Sunset, which used to be the Sunset 5. I'll be there this Friday and Saturday night.
Are you going to take questions, introduce the movie?
Yes,
what are you going to do?
Take questions, introduce the movie, and talk about your radio show.
Please.
Excellent.
Somehow I'm guessing that's not going to come up.
It might. People love you.
Tell us about your podcast, by the way, in conversation with Jeff Garland, because the last three episodes? Judd Apatow. Aziz Ansari, Henry Rollins.
Wow, nice.
Yes, that would be the last three episodes that I've
I didn't
done.
Mean, is it the last three? I'm saying, was it
no,
the last
no,
three?
No, that would be the last three episodes that were released. I'm recording one coming up. I record them all at Largo, you know, over on La Cienega.
Right.
And they're just me in conversation with anybody that I deem interesting. Nobody's pushing anything. There's no agenda. It's just funny, interesting people having a conversation. And you can get that on iTunes also.
And how often do you do that? Just whenever you run into somebody that seems interesting?
No, I do it at least once a month. My next one is Vince Gilligan, the you know the guy who created Breaking Bad.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And
how do you keep up that blistering pace of once a month?
You know, here's the thing. I'm filming stuff. I'm doing stand-up. I'm doing that once. And now I've got a new TV show on ABC called The Goldbergs.
What's happening with you?
I'm incredibly successful.
You're the most successful person I've ever talked to.
If only that were true.
Tell me about the ABC show.
The show is The Goldbergs. It takes place in the 80s. It's kind of like a combination of All in the Family and The Wonder Years.
Wow.
Yeah.
But All in the Family, which you couldn't get away with in today's society.
Right.
So you have to...
I don't know how much political stuff we'll do, but if you eliminate the political stuff, my character's very Archie Bunker-y, ish. Ish. it's going to be on Tuesdays at 9 after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, the new Marvel
show. Oh, that looks so great, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then just stick around for the Goldbergs. When does this debut?
Like the end of September when the new shows, you know, come on.
You don't know, do you?
No, I don't. But I know September. I know for sure September. I start filming them next month. And here's the thing about it which has me excited is it's actually funny.
Now, are you writing it?
No. Although I do improvise. I'll say, like if I have an idea, I'll say to them on the set, I've got something. And they always say, yeah, definitely. The scripts are wonderful. Adam Goldberg, who's the creator of the show, not the actor, the writer Adam Goldberg, he is fantastic. So I'm really excited. This is a chance to be a classic show.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot to
say. That's a lot to say for a new show.
Not only that, but to be funny on network television, that's pretty amazing.
From one of the executive producers of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is one of the greatest shows on TV.
Yeah.
So this sounds fantastic. Well, Jeff, we're big fans, as you know. We appreciate
you support me, and I appreciate that
all the time. You're the best. Dealing with Idiots is the name of the movie that comes out Friday. It's in theaters. It's on demand. It's iTunes. It's Amazon. It's every place you could possibly watch a movie, and it looks super funny. Here's one quick clip from the movie where you're trying to explain to the parents what it is you're doing as a successful comedian amongst them.
Some of you know I'm going to do some research, spend some time with you for possibly my next movie project.
This isn't one of those you get in a room, you're so pretty, take your top off, I'm going to film you kind of things, is it?
They're pretty clueless, the parents.
Real life as well. Jeff, we always appreciate
it. That's Carrie Kinney. I don't know if you know who Carrie Kinney is.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's who that was in the scene there.
Very funny. Jeff, we always appreciate the time on K-Rock. Thank you.
Enjoy your good looks. I'll see you.
Thank you. Bye. Michelle Rodriguez on the way. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage as well.
Okay.
First, a very depressing story. The United States had a half of the world best for 31.8% obesity rate. We used to be number one.
And we were damn proud of it.
On this half of the globe.
Yes, I've done my best.
You know, we've been passed.
No.
USA is no longer number one. It's Mexico.
I hate to see that happen.
They have 32.8% adult obesity.
Well,
we have 31.8%. So
it's very close.
Yeah, it's very close.
It's within our grasp.
So get out there and eat fatty foods, people. Because
do your part.
We can't have this. We can't have this.
No.
It's just not all right. So the King of Mexico told me he had somebody for me to talk to on the obesity topic. We go to him now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, dog? It's Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
What's up, Lisa May?
How are you?
How's that ass of yours?
Well, you know, I'm doing my best.
Yeah, I'd like to knock your boots from here to Tijuana. I'm back. Ooh, what's up?
Rudy, where are you?
I'm in Cuernavaca, Mexico.
Is that where you're from, where you're born?
Yeah, that's where my family's from, like my lineage, dog, because like 4 months ago, my grandma, she lives down here, you know, my abuelita, and she got bit in the neck by an alligator. And then my cousin Victor, he shot it with a bow and arrow, and he wears it as a belt. But, like, so now, like, she's recovering, poop, so I had to come down here. And, you know, I didn't have no job or nothing up in East Los. So, like, I'm like, okay, whatever, dog. So I moved down here with my grandma 4 months ago, and I've already gained like 85 pounds.
You have?
85 pounds, dog.
So what do you weigh now? What's your total weight?
340,000, I think.
You don't know, do you?
No, I don't know, dog.
How do you gain the weight? Because I'm very disappointed as an American that we have been passed by Mexico.
I figured, dog, you know, because I'm saying, like, back home, I just play the lottery and, like, sit on my ass and I eat, like, hot Cheetos and Bimbo cakes and whatever, dog. And, like, over here, I come over and everybody in Mexico, like, you know, I figure everybody's getting fatter, dog, because, like, in Mexico, everybody used to do, like, manual labor, but now Carlos Slim, he's, like, the richest guy in the world.
That's the richest man in the world.
And he gave everybody a job. And, like, we all work together, dog, doing, like, lazy work, like telecommunications. And so we just sit around and, like, gain super weight, dog.
You're not a phone operator, are you?
No, I'm a management operator of disk operating systems.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a computer technician for operating.
No, you're not.
Things.
No, you're not, Rudy.
He just makes it rain. He goes around like everyone in the city, in the country of Mexico. We all ride in one car. Carlos Slim has an El Camino. We just get in the back, and he just gives us jobs, and like he throws gold at our dome.
So now you're number one, and you pass the United States, and that's, you know,
for real though. Hey, remember, last time I talked to you, I told you I was putting meth in Sad Girl's food so she could get thinner.
Yeah, that seemed like a bad plan.
I know, like she was pregnant. I didn't know. I thought she was just getting fatter.
Rudy.
True, dog. And she just had a baby. We had a baby, and it has four legs. We call it octopus.
It's just not true.
It's true. And my cousin Jorge, he just had a baby. Like, and it's all fat because everybody eats so crazy.
Right.
And like we were like watching Honey Boo Boo, and we were all big. It's so much Yesca, dog. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Smoke so much Yesca, we get so crazy high, we want to eat all day, dog, so I get all fat. I've been like eating lengua and all stupid stuff. So like he had a big fat baby. We were watching Honey Boo Boo, and we figured that fat bitch is rich, so we named it like Honey Puto.
I don't think that has the same ring.
He's like the Mexican Honey Boo Boo anyway.
I don't
dog.
Think that has the same ring.
No, it's true, dog.
I don't speak much Spanish, but I know what that means.
Hey, like, I got so fat the other day, I was walking on the street, and this guy's like, what's up, beer mug?
Oh, come on.
I'm like, damn, dog, what's that like? Come on, chill out, dog, because I got, like, goatee, whatever. Como se dice goatee, you know? Like beer mug. What's up, beer mug?
What up, Rudy?
Hey, what's up, fool?
So you having a good time down there, or are you going to come back to East Los?
Oh, I'm going to come back whenever I can, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I figured, like, I'll do whatever because, like, I to get back over because I lost my passport, you know? So like, to get over, I got to run and swim and do all that. But I'm too fat, dog. So
yeah, so you got to get in shape.
I'll just chill out, like, over here. You know, you guys got a job for me over at the Wet OK Rock?
No.
Anyway, okay. Like, Lisa May.
Yeah.
Go Raiders.
Make sure and go to krock.com. There's a lot of stuff up there, including the neighborhood. They played live on the show on Monday.
Yes, they were great.
And you can see video of those performances online. You also have a brand new internet roundup with a ridiculous McDonald's training video of Clean It, a parody of Beat It by Michael Jackson. It's a Michael Jackson impersonator. It's bizarre. We also have misquoted lyrics up there. We have West on West. There's a bunch of stuff that you can see at krock.com. But the Internet Roundup is the newest thing that we put up this morning. We have Michelle Rodriguez talking about Turbo in just a second. And then just after the top of the hour, we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. Adam trying to raise money for a new movie, by the way.
Really?
And we're going to have to find out how it's going because last time he had about half of it. He's trying to raise $1 million, I think, and he had about $500,000 last week when he did This Week in Rage. So we're going to find out exactly where that's at.
Okay.
And get a brand new one. We have tomorrow we're going to be at Comic-Con. Comic-Con.
Yeah, should be pretty cool.
How's that coming with Michelle Rodriguez there, Dave? How's that working for you?
Kevin's dancing as fast as he can.
I don't dance well.
No.
We talked to Michelle Rodriguez last Comic-Con. I think she was promoting the Resident Evil movie.
Oh, okay.
Because we talked to her, we interviewed her down there because so many people come down to Comic-Con to talk about whatever project they're in. But this movie, Turbo, opens today. Did you know that? I thought it was Friday.
I did too.
All right. Let's say good morning to Michelle Rodriguez. Hi there. Hello, Michelle.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
How you doing? I'm happy to talk to you.
Cheers. Equally so.
I was just saying the last time we talked to you was at Comic-Con last year, and we're getting ready to go down there today to broadcast again tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna hit it. I'm gonna hit Comic-Con over the weekend.
Fantastic. Are you gonna be promoting any? Are you gonna be promoting Machete Kills or anything like that down there?
Yeah, I believe so. It'll be all Machete Kills time out there. I just love Comic-Con. I mean, it's where the imaginations of all the strange people who like to create their own world because they don't like this one go.
Right. Yeah, and if you're not that person, you're sort of out of place.
Yeah, but you still have tons of fun because wherever you look, there's somebody to stare at.
Yeah, it's true. People watching Mecca.
Going on.
Let's talk about Turbo. Yeah. You've done a lot of voice work. You've been in Call of Duty, for example, video games. You've done a lot of this kind of stuff. Is it fun? Is it easy? Is it easy as it seems?
I love it. I mean, you know, I used to do this cartoon, you know, on Cartoon Network, and it was just so fun to just show up and not have to worry about what I look like.
Yeah.
You know, and embody a character, and I get to, it's kind of like using that part of the brain that you used to use. I don't know if you guys did use your imagination a lot as a kid. But, you know, when you're in the cardboard box and it's a rocket ship,
right,
and you're like sending. It's going back to that place, and I love it. I could do that all day.
Do you do that with, like, there are so many other people in this movie. Ryan Reynolds is in it. Paul Giamatti is in it. Snoop Dogg is in it. Samuel Jackson, Bill Hader,
yeah,
Ken Jeong.
I never got to see any of them.
What?
We started to impress, and I get to hang out with these guys, but I got to hear their voices.
You never got to see any of them. You did this by yourself.
Yeah, well, because, you know, our schedules are so different, and everybody pops in and does it, you know, in between movies, whatever anybody's shooting. I did it in between Fast and Furious and Machete, and everybody else is busy running around on tour, like people like Snoop or Sam Jackson, who's doing a movie every 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was going to ask you how Snoop's weed was, but you didn't get a chance to ask him for any, huh?
No, I didn't.
That's too bad. Well, the movie comes out today. It looks really entertaining. It's called Turbo. It's about a snail that can go, do I have this right, 200 miles an hour?
Oh, dude, Indy 500 style. This snail is like cray-cray.
That's all you need to know.
I've never heard a sentence like that said before in my entire life. This snail is like cray-cray. That should be on the trailer. That should be on the poster. What do you play in the movie?
I play a mechanic named Paz, you know, who believes in a crazy dream that people were reluctant to hop on board on. And it's basically the idea that a snail can join the Indy 500.
And it's based on a true story, right?
Yes, of course.
No, wait, no. It certainly can't be.
It's happened somewhere. Whether it's in your head or...
Well, Michelle, hopefully we'll run into you down there this weekend at Comic-Con during your travels. We're going to be down there as well, and hopefully we'll be able to run into you and say hi.
Oh, sweet. Where are you guys going to be? Are you guys going to be in K-pop? Or
who knows?
Or are you in a section where all the radio people hang out and play music for normal people outside?
I think we're going to be sort of in the midst of all of it. I don't think we're going to do the normal thing. I think we're going to be at the Hard Rock for a while. I'm not exactly positive. It's all going to be a blur, as it usually is.
I say G-pop, right? It's like a term for general population.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, that's probably where we'll be. I don't know.
I'm gonna try to track you guys down while I'm out there. See
That'd be fun, and we'd also like to have you. We'd also have you like to have you in the studio for Machete Kills because I can't wait for that movie.
Oh my God, I get to see it on Friday in the morning, and I'm just like, oh boy.
Oh, that's
so great.
I already
know it's gonna be a really wild time.
I could take Friday off. I mean, if I see Machete Kills. All right, Michelle, we appreciate the time on K-Rock. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Turbo comes out today in theaters in 3D. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye now. The phone was so crappy.
It was the worst. It was like she was on another planet.
Picture the gurgling fizz of a 7-Eleven Big Gulp cascading over refreshing cold ice. Now picture it for just $1 at 7-Eleven all summer long. It's just one more way 7-Eleven makes your summer awesomer. Oh, thank heaven. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Did they write awesomer, or is that just an
they
ad-lib
wrote
like
it
I would
like,
say?
Like summer. Awesomer.
Lisa's grammar.
Oh, awesomer.
Awesomer.
Awesomer. You didn't read it that way.
Nope.
Just didn't want to hear what you were going to have to say about it.
And yet you heard it anyway.
Yeah.
No help.
No way around it.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Sharknado! Sharknado 2
what?
Has been greenlit. Fantastic. We're getting a sequel or maybe a prequel. They don't know. You know why? Because they don't have an idea. They just have a title. They have Sharknado 2.
That's all you need to know.
By the way, that's all they ever had was Sharknado, the title.
I watched it. But this much, we know. We don't know if Ian Ziering will be returning.
Okay.
Although, how do you have Sharknado without your hero and his chainsaw?
Sure.
They don't know if Tara Reid's coming back.
She was terrible. Go ahead.
By the way, Ian Ziering tweeted, maybe this movie is like my Pulp Fiction moment, referring
no!
to how John Travolta's no! career was resuscitated by Pulp Fiction.
Nope.
To which I tweeted, easy. Easy.
The difference here is Pulp Fiction wasn't actually a good movie.
Easy. Relax.
Sharknado, not a good movie. But so not a good movie, it's worth watching.
And number two, guess what? Guess where it's taking place.
Sharknado?
Yeah.
Where it's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Another big city?
Yes.
Like L.A.?
Yes.
New York?
New York City.
Sure.
That's the next Sharknado. Going around the Empire State Building. NATO of sharks.
You understand that they destroyed the tornadoes by sending up a helicopter and then dropping bombs in it.
Yes. How else would you do it?
I don't know.
Science.
Not that way.
Isn't NATO in New York City? N-A-T-O?
Yes.
Yeah, it is, actually.
That's
right. NATO versus NATO.
Whoa.
Boom.
Ralph, you
There's
just
your story.
Written it.
There it is. And then all the politicians have to get together and put aside their petty differences, and the world has to unite to take on the Sharknado.
Us and sharks North Korea.
World peace comes
Iran.
About as we battle the flying sharks of Sharknado 2.
Better see a story credit on that for Ralph Garman.
Better, God damn it. Sad news out of Vancouver, British Columbia. More sad news about Corey Monteith's death. He, of course, starred as Finn Hudson on Glee, passed away last weekend, and now it appears they know it was a deadly mix of heroin and alcohol, which is what took his life. As we expected, but we're hoping to hear otherwise, his addictions got the best of him and cost him his life, which is sad news. He seemed like a nice dude.
Yeah.
This is good news. They're making superhero clothing for women. Forever 21, the classic mall staple, that store you always see is in every mall, Forever 21.
You mean for women?
For women.
Oh, I'm sorry, women.
For all the fangirls, Kevin. You will now get to wear a Marvel Comics line of superhero-themed outfits. Oh, I hope to see some down at Comic-Con tomorrow. Lycra, cotton, crop tops, and super tight booty-hugging dresses. With superheroes all over them. Ha! Oh,
Triple, yes. Triple X? Triple XL?
How dare you, sir?
Just a question.
Fangirls are lovely, beautiful creatures.
I agree.
You don't agree.
Can't believe you would suggest otherwise.
And actress Emma Roberts has been arrested in Canada after she allegedly punched her actor boyfriend in the nose. She was popped for domestic violence Sunday, July the 7th, after getting to a fight with her American Horror Story co-star Evan Peters. In a Montreal hotel room. I tell you, lately, nothing good happens in Canadian hotel rooms. That much
Canada's
I know.
All bad.
Yeah.
They gave us Bieber first.
The cops showed up, and not only had Evan been punched in the nose, but one source claims he had a bite mark on his neck. Jeez. She gets riled up. She's a mess. Nothing will happen, however, because Peters refuses to press charges. And the fun couple are now once again back at work, filming American Horror Story together, so...
That should be pleasant.
Makeup sex must have been great.
Pleasant time.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mike Vogel from Under the Dome is 34 years old today. Motocross legend Kerry Hart is 38. Mark Burnett, legendary TV producer who gave us such classics as Survivor, which I still love, 53 years old. Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler is 64. Donald Sutherland is 78 years old. And David Hasselhoff.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
That is the stuff of legend. That's so true right there. I'm going to get a t-shirt made up saying the Hoff loves to rock. He is 61 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow and Friday, by the way, we're going to be broadcasting from San Diego for Comic-Con. Very excited about that. First, let's say good morning to Adam Carolla. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, get it on, baby.
Get it on indeed. Adam, how's the money coming for the movie?
It's going real well. We've crossed the halfway point. We're knocking on the door of about 600 grand. I think we got 31 days or so left, so it's going real good.
That's not bad. The movie's going to be called Road Hard, and it's going to be starring, of course, Adam Carolla and his good friend Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in. Watch the tape. Yeah, we'll have, for those of you who enjoyed our little Bryan Cranston video, and you can see it at fundanything.com or YouTube or wherever, there's a part two. There's a lot more material that we...
There's a part two with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, there's a part two, so that'll be coming out, I think, on Monday.
Oh, so funny. Fundanything.com/Adam Carolla if you'd like to... donate to the Ace Man to help him make his movie. And time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at three and working my way on up to number one. Sitting around watching a commercial for the Orange County Fair, noticed a kid was eating cotton candy and then noticed it was blue and then remembered, yeah, that's kind of the color of cotton candy now. And then I thought, when the F did that happen, and why, and how? Wasn't cotton candy pink? Wasn't it always pink?
Yeah, I think so.
It was just the color of cotton candy. Like, people go, oh, it's a cotton candy pink, or she painted her nails with pink, like cotton candy. It was cotton candy for 100 years, and then it was pink, and then it just became blue.
Do you think the color is going to throw people off?
I don't know, but why? Why do we have to F with everything? Like, here's the thing. You want something blue that's shaped like grandma's hair, go invent something new. We already have something. It's called cotton candy. It's pink. Leave it alone. Walk away. Put the weird stick down and walk away. And by the way, doesn't the guy who works the cotton candy thing, he must get cotton lung eventually, right?
I would guess.
Just sitting over that hopper for 9 hours a day waving that wand around? You know when you're a kid... I'd love to find the number one job where, as a kid, you go, wow, that guy's got life by the tail. And as an adult, you go, that poor, sad sack. Look at him. Making the cotton candy is that job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're nine, you're like, dude, that guy must pull down some tail with that gig. Look at him. He's a rock star. He's a magician with that piece of cardboard. And now when you walk past him with your kids, you're like, oh, man, why don't you just kill yourself? Have some dignity.
A former carny. You're just afraid of him.
So I'm just saying cotton candy being pink. And by the way, blue isn't blueberry. It tastes exactly the same. It's just now blue. Knock it off with all the modifications.
All
of course,
right.
This all started with passion fruit iced tea, but don't get me started. The wedding.
The wedding.
Had a conversation with you and me and Jimmy, and we were talking about Bean, and we had that discussion that we always have about Bean, but that we always have about everyone who's a weirdo.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
I understood, and Jimmy said, I took no offense. I know Bean's Bean, and we all understood, and he's a weirdo. Okay, fine. Bean's Bean. We get it.
Right.
And then I thought, you know what? This is... why we have so many weirdos. We didn't have this many weirdos 200 years ago.
You don't think so?
No, you know why? Because they got things called dunce caps and scarlet letters, and we put them in stocks in the middle of the town square, and we all scorn them. And then they got their ass together. You know what I'm saying? We all just sit around and go, what are you going to do?
What we were talking about specifically is that Bean got invited to Jimmy Kimmel's wedding but did not attend, but would have had his feelings hurt had he not been invited.
100%.
Yes. And that's weird.
Yeah.
But we all just gave him a weirdo pass.
Right. You just go, well, that's Bean.
Right. In the past, he would have got a crazy hat, we would have flogged him in the town square, and then he would have knocked it off. We're letting people get away with being weirdos. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
we're creating more weirdos.
We are a much softer society, if that's what you're saying.
Get out the cat of nine tails, that weird stocks thing where you put your head and hands to it,
and get the dunce cap out, and let's cure this person of his weirdoism.
I'm not sure there's a cure that big, Adam.
Oh, I could take care of it. Oh, when I'm in charge. Weirdos are going to decrease by 86%. All right, and last but not least, it's finally happened. As I predicted, somebody got bit on an airplane by a service dog.
Yep.
Because the skies are filled with dogs now. And then I had this realization because I was down at the beach on the 4th of July, and I was walking on the beach, and I was passing the big, bold sign. Oh, by the way, that sign of things you can't get on the beach,
right,
you on the beach, gets 2 feet longer every year.
Yeah, it does.
No fireworks, no bonfires, no glass, no beer, no dogs. Pretty soon our kids are just going to have to – they're going to pass through a machine like they'd have at the airport, a scanning machine to make sure they have enough sunblock on, or they won't be allowed on the beach, right? It's a fantastic society we're crafting ourselves.
They're just going to add no kids to the sign.
Yeah, but I realized, yeah, that's going to get on there, and just, there's kind of a word that says fun with an X right, going through it. But I realized we now live in a world where dogs are not prohibited on the beach, but encouraged on aircraft.
That's true.
We have airplanes filled with dogs and a beach where we will get ticketed if we bring the dog to the beach. Could you ever have imagined that when you were in high school?
No.
And this, is this a good thing?
No, of course not. This is the people may not know. You can get your dog claimed, labeled as a service dog and take it on a plane with
right,
you. And everybody's just using – it's an actual – they actually did it for a reason, but everybody's abusing it just to take their dogs on the plane.
Yeah, it's like if you could get a handicap placard by just talking to Dr. Drew for 10 minutes and he'd sign your thing, we'd all just be parking our cars in front of Costco. Yes, it's just a sad, sad society we've made.
Yeah.
Dogs on a plane,
yep,
none on the beach where they belong.
Beach. But they're all on the beach anyway. You know that, right? Everybody ignores all of those signs.
Good.
Good.
Disobedience.
All right, Adam Carolla, you can check out the podcast, of course. The upcoming event, Adam Carolla and Jay Moore at the Wiltern, and just added Bill Simmons from ESPN.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's August 3rd. Tickets are available at adamcarolla.com. You can donate to his movie, Road Hard, by going to fundanything.com/Adam Carolla. Ace Man, thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Bye now.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Chris, of course, took her home where he played a little baseball. Some dingers. They were knocking the old lambskin around or whatever the hell it is.
I think it's just leather.
Oh, okay.
That was a moment with Ralph.
The old baseballs were leather.
The new ones are lambskin?
Open up a blog. It is lambskin now because it's non-hype. It's hypoallergenic.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's 9:38. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, you can meet Beer Mug.
No, seriously. What are you talking about? What do you want to do?
You can meet Beer Mug.
As if there's someone out there waiting for that opportunity. You know what? You know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to meet Beer Mug. How do I go about that?
Everybody wants to meet me, Ralph. Okay?
Well done.
Okay.
Just tell them where you're going to be.
I'm going to be at the Irvine Spectrum Hot Topic today from 1 to 3 p.m. We're giving away the new K-Rock sticker. We have 311 tickets, Postal Service tickets, Uproar Festival tickets, and a ton more prizes.
Yeah, I would lead with that over the You Can Meet Beer Mug.
Yeah, good point.
I would lead with free tickets.
Good point.
To get people there.
We should say free tickets, Beer Mug.
Yeah. That should be like what you have to do. It's like when you have to be caller number 20 or you have to answer a trivia question or something.
You have to jump through
hoops.
You
have to earn it. You have to earn the tickets by meeting Beer Mug. That's how you do it. We're sorry to inflict that on you.
It's the only way we know if you're serious.
Might be worth it in the long run. Alicia Silverstone wants your breast milk. Start pumping, ladies. But only if you're a vegan. She's starting a share program.
She thirsty?
For vegan moms.
Oh.
Who can't breastfeed, she'll put you in touch with other vegan moms who are willing to donate their extra breast milk. You know how sometimes you're just sitting around, ladies, and you just start lactating? And you've got some extra. You don't know what to do with all this milk you have in your house now. Let's say you're ankle deep in breast milk. You just can't control your breasts. Well, there's a needy vegan mom someplace who would like to have that and give it to her little vegan children so they can grow up small and scrawny.
You can make something good sound so bad.
I know. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Justin Bieber spit in somebody's face last weekend.
Because he's charming.
He just keeps getting better. He really is just a spectacular douchebag.
Guilty!
Guy was a DJ in Columbus, Ohio at a nightclub called The Social Room. He claims Bieber's security staff approached him because they said he was taking pictures of Bieber while he was in the nightclub. The guy denied it. They took his phone and went through it looking for photos of Bieber.
Let me just back up. It's legal to take pictures in a nightclub, is it not?
In a nightclub. Public place.
I would think so, yes. It's a public place. Like Lisa said, he's a public figure.
Okay, so they take his phone, they go through it.
Yeah. They don't find any pictures on there.
Okay.
Bieber's not satisfied. Doesn't believe it. So he starts cursing out the guys and his parents. The guy's parents, I'm sure he said, son of a bitch or something like that. With a few other F-bombs thrown in.
Sure.
And then, just for emphasis, he spit in the guy's face. Oh, man.
He's just asking to
be beat
up.
He's so lucky he's surrounded by beefy security guards, because I would never stop slapping him. I wouldn't even punch him. I wouldn't even punch Bieber. I would just slap him. I'd slap him like I would a bitch.
Can you imagine how miserable his security guards must be?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, what a gig. A little douchebag. Take the phone. Look for the pictures. F you.
The DJ got tested for hepatitis at the nearest hospital. And plans on filing charges, according to the story. So let's hope. Let's hope.
That can be considered assault.
Yes. I've said this for a long time. I'd rather be peed on than spit on.
Yes, you say that all
you
the time.
You do say that, and I...
All the time.
I think that needs some
my
further...
bumper sticker on the back of my Toyota.
Are those your
Tacoma.
Only two options?
Well, I'm saying lesser of two evils. Of course, that's not the ultimate would be neither.
Neither, right.
But
is
I'm
that
saying,
an option?
If, but you, if have you have to have pick. A bodily fluid flung at you.
Yeah.
Someone's going to spit at you in your face or pee on you.
Yeah.
I'm saying, those are your options. You got to go. Got to go urine, right?
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
Bean agrees. See? Bean knows. Bean called in from his vacation just to talk about that.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
All right, Bean. We get it. We're going to give another shout out. Apparently, they heard us or someone heard us talking about them this morning. Bad Kids Clothing. We just wanted to give them their props because... like the good Americans that they are, they refuse to buckle into bullies. What? Who was bullying them? The Tadoff Switler fans.
Wow.
Yes, the jackbooted goose-stepping fans of Tadoff Switler apparently saw on Instagram a one-off photograph that the clothing company had made that simply listed the last names of all the celebrities that Whore Swift has banged.
Is her first name Whore?
Whore Swift, yes.
Huh.
She changed it for show business to Taylor.
I didn't realize that. No.
It was a joke, but the backlash from the nasty Swift fans apparently was severe. They immediately started a profanity-filled phone and online campaign against the company, not only cursing at them, but threatening to kill their employees and comparing the company's owners to Hitler.
Wow. Overreact much?
These are the same people who got Abercrombie and Fitch to pull a t-shirt that they had made and were selling last month called More Boyfriends Than T.S. That simply said it on their shirt. Hashtag More Boyfriends Than T.S. Well, they went ape S on the Abercrombie and Fitch. They pulled those shirts.
Yeah, bad on them for...
However, the right-thinking Americans at Bad Kids Clothing did just the opposite. They said, you think you're going to bully us? Think you're going to influence our decisions because of your hate and your pestering behavior? They have done the opposite, and now they are going to mass produce and sell the t-shirt. It's now in production for $19.99 on their website. You can get the t-shirt that reads, Jonas, Till, Lautner, Mayer, Gyllenhaal, Redmayne, Efron, Kennedy, and Styles.
It's like the wreckage from a tornado.
Yes. It reads like the passenger list of a plane that's gone down. And now you can buy it on their website. And I say support them. Don't cave to hate mail and bullying. In fact, the owners of the company said both of them had a history of being cyberbullied while growing up. And if these kids think they're going to tell us that they're going to kill us and that 30 million people are going to attack us, that we would just do what they said, that rubbed us the wrong way.
Excellent.
Excellent. And again,
props
and kudos and other good things to Bad Kids Clothing. We you're citizens of the day. That comes with a coffee mug, I think.
What do we get? What does the Citizen Day get?
Nothing.
They don't get a ribbon. They don't get a participation trophy.
Nope. Nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing.
They don't get a Twinkie.
Nope.
A Sixer, a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
We get can a lot have of plenty of that.
Got a lot of that.
Got to unload some PBR
in the office.
Forbes magazine has their list of highest paid actors for 2013 out this week. Here's who's rich. Liam Neeson made $32 million over the past year.
That's number one?
Yeah. No, he's in number 10.
Number 10 with $32
million. $32 million only earns you number 10. I'm trying to think what he made over the past, I guess, Taken, the sequel, right?
Yeah. That's Taken
the
2? Biggest
thing. Was that Grey Wolves thing? Was that this year?
I don't think so. I don't think that was within the past year. Denzel Washington was 9th with $33 million. Tom Cruise did pretty well for $35 million, meaning number 8. Adam Sandler, $37 million. Leonardo DiCaprio. $39 million. That's because he gets a dollar every time Kevin mispronounces his name. Aww. That's how he made all his money.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
There's another buck for Leo. Ah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $46 million. Number 5 on the list. Mark Wahlberg, $52 million. What has he done?
That's a little shocking, isn't it? Mark Wahlberg.
Well, he's got that movie coming out, Two Guns, right?
With Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah.
He did Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. He also did that Russell Crowe movie where he was the cop,
right?
Russell Crowe was the mayor.
That's right.
Was it Fart City?
I believe
it was Fart City.
I believe it was.
Hugh Jackman, $55 million, made him number 3. Channing Tatum was $60 million. Number 1, any guesses? Wouldn't be a surprise. I was surprised that Johnny Depp wasn't on the list. Nowhere to be found.
Oh,
in the top 10.
That would have been my guess for number 1, but not
shocking.
He didn't make the top 10.
Huh.
Huh. Robert Downey Jr., $75 million.
Dude.
Richest actor in the world this year.
And that's in a year.
$75 million. But it's a spectacularly good year.
Right.
He
could have made
$50
last year.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
this is crazy. These are crazy numbers for 1 year.
You know, Robert has starred in 6 movies that have each grossed over $500 million worldwide at the box office.
Jeez.
2 of those, Avengers and Iron Man 3, each earned over $1 billion.
Wow.
So some would argue he's worth every penny of the $75 million he's made in the past year.
I would argue that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Don't argue.
All right.
Congratulations to Maroon 5 frontman and coach from The Voice, Adam Levine. He's getting married, apparently, to a... and hideous girl. I'm surprised. He really does pretty well usually. Dates a lot of hotties.
I saw a picture of Victoria.
Bihati Prinsloo is her name. Ugh, with a name like that, she's got to be a beast,
she's
right?
Super hot.
Pull up a picture of Bihati Prinsloo. She sounds like she's in a wheelchair.
Mm.
How does she sound like she's in a wheelchair?
No, it's Bihati.
What does that sound like?
Bihati Prinsloo.
Sounds like she's got some sort of deformity. Just that name. Holy crap, look at her. She's hot.
She's way hot.
She's a smoking hot Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Who could have seen that coming from Adam Levine? Who knew that he would date a pretty girl?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, she does pretty well for herself. So congratulations to those two guys. What's the over-under?
2 years.
You guys are right. Look at her with the big hands.
Look at that with the big
hands.
Oh, see?
She's deformed. Look at the size of her hands.
Those are just gloves.
She has massive...
She only has four
fingers on each hand.
It's like a Disney glove.
And she looks like Mickey... She has Mickey Mouse hands.
Mickey Mouse hands, yeah.
She's got Mickey Mouse ears. She is deformed. She has giant black things coming out of her head.
Those are Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
She's attractive.
And you guys watching the Ray Donovan over there on Showtime?
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. That show good.
That is great.
Showtime turns out they know how to do... good television.
Mm-hmm. It's right after Dexter on Sunday nights.
It's great. Right after Dexter and with their nurse Jackie they have over there and all those other good programs that they do. They've just renewed Ray Donovan for a second season.
Good.
That was quick.
Just a couple episodes. Doing so well. The premiere had 6 million viewers. 15% more tuned in for the second show.
Wow.
It's the highest rated series premiere ever for Showtime. So as you can imagine, they've already said, we'd like to have you back for another. So they're going to do another season. Congratulations to those guys. Today's celebrity birthday is Mike Vogel from Under the Dome. Also doing very well for CBS.
Does it?
That show, yeah. 34 years old today. Motocross racer Kerry Hart is 38. Mark Burnett,
TV producer, 53 years old today. Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler is 64. Donald Sutherland is 78 years old today. And the man, the myth, the legend.
It's time to hustle the Huff.
Knight Rider, Snapper, Mitch Buchanan.
What's Snapper mean?
Snapper was his star-turning role on Young and the Restless.
Okay, take it easy.
Don't tell me you don't forget Snapper.
I don't remember Snapper.
You don't remember Snapper?
No, I never watched those shows. Oh. Soap operas.
Yeah, he got his start on a soap, then went on to Knight Rider, then Baywatch, and now you can see him singing about coffee.
This is a mess.
He is 61 years old today, David Hasselhoff. And I got to tell you, for a guy who does what he does to his body.
Yeah, he's not kind to it.
Looks pretty good for 61.
Yeah.
You know why? Alcohol preserves tissue.
Is that true?
That is science.
Then I'm going to look good.
What do you do when they take your appendix out? What do? They put it in a jar full of alcohol.
That's true.
Because that preserves it. Mm. So, drink up, people. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
If you take nothing away from today other than this.
It's drink up, people.
Drink up, people. We are going to be broadcasting live from San Diego starting tomorrow and Friday. We have a lot of guests booked.
Ugh. What? Ugh. I hate that you guys co-sign my Comic-Con experience now. You're just riding my coattails, man.
In our defense, that's absolutely true.
All right.
Not much of a defense.
At least you're defending
yourself. Rachel Bilson will be on tomorrow's show. Over the 2 days, we're going to have Slash. We're going to have Paul Scheer. We're going to have Robert Kirkman talking The Walking Dead. We're going to have Seth Green. It's going to be a good time starting tomorrow morning from San Diego, live from Comic-Con on the Kevin.